red bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Fire! Fire!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join Chief Cody at that bright red car of his, right as it turns off Main Street and rolls with increasing speed toward the waterfront. Rookie fireman Tim Collins sits beside him, smiling at his younger brother, Jimmy, who can hardly contain his excitement, for this is to be the big surprise he's been promised. Well, where is Chief Cody taking him and why? In just 1 minute, Jimmy's going to find out, and so will you, right after this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's get back to Chief Cody's car as it swings onto a waterfront dock. Rookie fireman Tim Collins is looking almost as excited as his young brother Jimmy now, for just ahead of them is the reason for their coming. Yes, it's a boat all right, but from the way Jimmy's eyes are popping, it's not just an ordinary boat, not in its looks or what it's used for. Well, let's get right up there as the car breaks to a stop.
Fireboat. Gee whiz, Chief, can we go aboard?
Well, that's why we're here, Jimmy. I've been planning a little inspection trip for some time.
Oh, boy, would I like to have one of those, huh, Tim?
Oh, well, if you had about $1 million, Jimmy, you could have one built. That's about what a modern fireboat costs.
Well, you're kidding me, Tim.
No, he's not, son. You can believe what your brother tells you about fireboats.
Yes, sir, Jimmy. You know, you'd have to spend weeks on a fireboat to really know it. It's just about the most complicated and efficient apparatus in the department.
Hey, better not let the land companies hear you.
It's an awful fat-looking boat, Tim.
Oh, well, you see, she has a very shallow draft.
Has a what?
Shallow draft. That means it doesn't go down into the water very deep. A fireboat has to work in shallow water many times.
And you'll notice the superstructure isn't very high either. That's so she can pass under bridges easily. Yeah, once the alarm sounds, a fireboat has to get places without a hitch.
Oh, I'd like to go on board and take a look at the searchlight and the hoses and those 5 guns on the deck.
Guns?
Hold it there, Chief Cody. Do we have to pipe you and your friends aboard?
Holy smoke, where's that coming from?
You see that man on the bridge, Jimmy? The one Chief Cody's waving to now? That's Captain Jarvis.
Everything shipshape, Chief. Come right aboard.
Say, I bet you could hear him a mile away.
Well, there's bound to be a lot of noise and confusion at a big fire, Jimmy. Show off your knowledge, Tim.
Yes, sir. That's an easy one. You see, Jimmy, loudspeakers carry orders from the bridge to all parts of the ship.
Well, my feet could carry me to all parts of the ship if we'd get going. Gee whiz, what are we waiting for?
A moment later, our three friends have joined Captain Jarvis in the wheelhouse or control room of the fireboat. It's circular and its wide windows give an open view all around. Jimmy pretends to examine the compass as he hears Chief Cody say.
The youngster sort of earned this trip, Captain Jarvis. He was a big help in holding a fire in check in the old Wilcox mansion until we got there.
To say nothing of keeping his temper when he was wrongly accused of setting it, sir.
I worked with your father some years back, Tim. He was a great fireman. Any sons of Ben Collins are welcome here.
Well, thanks, Captain. Chief Cody has given me a chance to learn the department from top to bottom, so I'm here to learn.
How about the little rookie? The way you're studying that compass, son, you're more interested in navigation than firefighting.
No, sir, not me. I just...
You'd like to go below and take a look at the engine room? Take a peek at the twin banks of pumps we got down there?
Well, if you don't mind, sir, I'd rather see how those guns work out on deck.
By guns, he means your monitors, Captain Jarvis.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, Chief, I know they're not guns, really. They just look like that. I figure they're the end of hoses.
Well, that's right in the way, son. Come along. We'll all take a look. Does kind of seem like guns at that, Chief Cody. The way they point to the sky in ready position.
Well, since this is inspection, maybe I ought to have a test.
Oh, gee, thanks, Chief.
Clear for action! Stern monitor!
You see, Jimmy, these are actually huge nozzles of brass.
They're set in place here, geared to turn in any direction, up and down, sideways, every which way.
But a man holding a hose up here could do it easier.
No, he couldn't. Watch what the captain's doing, son.
I've opened her up now. That hiss of air is the warning. Any second, the water will come whamming through this nozzle.
Coming by, better keep out of that stream of water.
Well, I'm only putting light pressure behind it, Jimmy. It's like a gun, as you said yourself. With full pressure, the stream from this monitor is powerful enough to crash through a brick wall.
Not with the idea of destruction, son, but to get through to the fire itself. I've seen this stream tear a door off the hinges like paper.
Well, it's hard to explain to you how much water comes through here per second.
I think he'd understand, sir, if we told him this monitor can fill a regular-sized swimming pool in less than 60 seconds.
And we've always got water handy, Jimmy, as long as we're afloat. Fed right from the bay through twin pipes to this nozzle.
Boy, oh boy, would I like to see this in real action.
I'm afraid we wouldn't be able to take you along.
A fireboat can run into some pretty tough situations, son.
I'd like to get a close look at your water tower, Captain, and I bet Jimmy would, too. It's right back here.
You brought a couple of landlubbers on board, Chief. I guess this rookie is speaking of the aft water tower.
Well, I don't see any tower. I thought nothing was built up high so you could get under bridges. That's what you said, Chief.
Sure, sure. But don't you see the tower is on its side over there?
It looks something like an oil derrick, Jimmy. One of those towers you see in oil fields.
But it's steel. You couldn't lift that up, Tim.
Not by hand, you couldn't. But let's see what else your brother has learned. That's the control box at the base, Tim. Could you raise this tower?
Oh, yes, sir. This valve here, yes, sir. I only have to flip it.
Inspection, Captain Jarvis. You, understand?
Power up, Private Collins.
Yes, sir.
It lifts right up from its base, as smooth as anything.
In a moment, it'll lock into place, Jimmy. You see that monitor, one of your guns at the top? That'll be 55 feet above the water line.
Yep.
Now.
Yeah, ready to pour water directly down on any fire that needs it.
But how does the guy get up there, Captain?
He doesn't have to, son. We can control that nozzle right here on deck. Elevate it, depress it, turn it from side to side.
Captain Jarvis! Ready your room, sir.
Excuse me, Chief. You carry on.
Gee whiz, what's the matter? A fire?
Oh, can't be. You'd have heard an alarm, right, Chief?
Well, it depends on the circumstances, Tim.
Hmm?
A ship in trouble might radio direct. However, it won't take Jarvis long.
Station! All hands, station!
That's odd. I'd better look into this.
Now, you wait right here, Jimmy. This is no time for us to get underfoot. This isn't our bailiwick.
Cast off your lines! You're on the line! Step into it!
Fire! Holy smoke, we're going to leave the dock, Tim. I told you said I couldn't go along. What's up?
Oh, you've got me, Jimmy, but we're casting off, all right. Yeah, pretty fast, huh?
Oh, I'll say. They got those ropes, lines off already. And we're backing up.
Well, that siren ought to warn any boats to give us a wide berth.
I bet. Once we back out from the dock, we'll know what direction we're going, where the fire is.
I don't see any smoke in any direction, Jimmy. In fact, I don't see much of anything except that tug out in the middle of the harbor.
You mean the one towing that big barge?
Yep. Hey, there's Chief Cody now. He and Captain Jarvis are together on the bridge now.
Well, let's go and see what's up, Tim.
No, sir, and that's an order. The captain has enough on his mind. He's using that engine room telegraph. You see that handle on the dial?
Oh, sure, all boats have them. To tell the engine room what speed and when to stop backing and when to go ahead. There, see what I told you? We're swinging around to go ahead now.
All right. Full speed ahead now, huh, Captain? What a land company would call really rolling.
Sorry I didn't have time to get you off, Chief.
Well, don't let me interfere in any way, Captain.
We may be darn lucky we got a radio warning even before they called for help.
Call for help? Who?
Well, that tug in the middle of the harbor. Here, take my binoculars, Chief. Listen, those short blasts on her whistle. Now she's really asking for help.
I don't see why she should. Oh, yes, now I do. You wisp of smoke coming from that barge she's towing.
She's not having an easy time. The way they're heading, they're fighting both wind and tide.
That radio message, Tom.
Yeah?
You know something I don't. Something that sent you out in a hurry.
Well, I don't like to dream up trouble, Chief, but this one could be a nightmare. There's a small fire on that barge, as you can see with the glasses. But,
they radioed you what the cargo is, right?
Yes, sir. 35,000 gallons of oil. That's all, sir. 35,000 gallons of oil.
Well, siree, Chief Cody and Captain Jarvis stare at each other in silence. Each one is imagining in his own mind the terrible inferno that barge could become, and of the millions of dollars of valuable property that line the waterfront. Well, you better be sure and join us in this race against time, and don't miss the next exciting episode of The Firefighters. And now, in just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will be back to tell all of you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters right in your own hometown. But first, say, here's a message you ought to hear. And now here's Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for all junior firefighters. Chief Cody.
And now, boys and girls, this is Chief Cody back again. Attention, firefighters. A good many of you have fireplaces in your homes, and it's mighty pleasant to sit before it of an evening, isn't it? But remember this. If it doesn't have an effective fire screen in front of it, it's a source of danger. So make sure there's a screen big enough to do the job. You don't want a fire in your home. Well, that is all. Until next time, this is Chief Cody saying, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman, Tim Collins, will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Let's go! Fire! Fighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.